All right, we are going on with our next, as planned, with our next guest here, and very happy that he has taken time to join us. He is Mark Reno. He is the CEO of Merit Mile. And the reason we wanted to bring Mark aboard with us is to talk about kind of a twofold discussion here. The NCAA and the cancellation of some of these major conferences of the fall season of football in the fall, Big Ten, being the first of the Power Five to do so, the Pac-12 following this, and what implications that it has, especially from a business marketing standpoint. So, and then we want to, of course, fold that into the impact it could have, or the whole picture can have, on the National Football League. But Mark, first of all, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you for taking the time. So let's start with I guess I also want to add kind of another subcategory here, but we know two of the Power Five have canceled their fall seasons for football. What that impact has from the sports marketing, how it's going to perhaps reshape it. And I know that's a strong feeling you have, or opinion you have, that is based on your understanding of the business of it all. And then secondly, where you see maybe the rest of the Power Five going with these first two pieces falling down, so to speak.
Sure. Well, answer the second part of your question first. I think we all just have to, be patient here. A lot is going to change over the next several weeks. I wouldn't be surprised if more conferences follow suit. But then again, this virus is unpredictable. We're not exactly sure, day to day, of all of the implications and how that's going to affect, business decision making and marketing decision making. As it relates to the former part of your question, this has significant impact on the advertising business, on the media business, of course, on the broadcasting business. We're talking about a lot of dollars here. Everyone fails to kind of put it in context. The NCAA is a billion-dollar business. The NFL is a $15 billion business. As a leader of an advertising and marketing organization, you're talking about television broadcasting rights, and you're talking about advertising dollars first and foremost. And where those dollars are going to go and how they're going to be allocated at this given point in time, guys, is still very much up in the air. And we're talking about significant economic impact here if, in fact, these games don't get played this fall.
So what's going on as far as the advertising market? Potentially, we saw these conferences decide not to play. The NFL intends on playing. How might this – I don't want to act like – the NFL is going to be dancing on these conferences that aren't playing, but how might this benefit the NFL as far as ad dollars being swung their way? They already do great. Could they do even better?
Yeah, great question. The reality is that for half a century now, the NFL has just expanded and grown, and you see it not only with more teams, but you see it in more countries and even more continents at this given point in time. The NFL, I'm sure, all 30 plus owners are chomping at the bit here, perhaps to embrace some Saturday visibility here. Eyeballs and awareness and visibility is going to drive advertising dollars and, of course, viewership. Now, there's a subtle nuance here that needs to be addressed as well. That nuance is largely related to all the blackout regulations going back to the 1960s in the Sports Broadcasting Act that may prohibit NFL games within 75 miles of any scheduled college football games on Fridays or Saturdays. I have a feeling everyone, acts of Congress notwithstanding, is going to get a little bit of a hall pass here in 2020, given the context of the coronavirus. However, once the NFL does get their hands on Saturday visibility and exposure, who knows what that means for the ownership of college football on fall Saturdays moving forward, 2021 and beyond.
Yeah, Mark, that's where I wanted to go next, because I feel like we're having a discussion about the here and now, the 2020 fall, as if in 2021 or beyond, you know, we'll go back to the way things were in 2019, say. And there, a large part of me just doesn't feel that's the case, because with all the adaptability and changing that we hear in business and spacing in workplaces or remote working taking hold and being put in place for such a long time, right here at Sirius XM NFL Radio and other places, or Sirius XM and other places, other businesses, isn't that a reality here, that what is changing now or could potentially change from a business standpoint with how these games are consumed, NFL games possibly on Saturday where college is absent, college football, the big business that it has been, losing this year in large measure on the largest stage of its Power Five conferences, maybe we see changes that are going to be permanent.
Yeah, still unknown, highly unpredictable at this given point in time. But at Merit Mile, our guidance is quite simply to follow the money. If we have a client that wants the type of exposure and visibility, and the NFL all of a sudden is broadcasting on Saturdays, once sponsored dollars start to get consumed in that variety, in that manner, in that new Saturday environment, is the NFL really going to want to relinquish that new revenue stream, particularly if revenues are going to suffer a little bit this year by virtue of who knows, you know, how many fans are going to be allowed to actually be in attendance, if any at all. So they might be jumping at the opportunity to seize, you know, new revenue streams without perhaps having to add additional teams or, you know, sell additionally licensed merchandise and such.
Now, there's a lot of talk about conferences like the Big Ten potentially playing in the winter or the spring. How is that possible? I mean, what are your thoughts on that from the standpoint of, and we can connect this to the NFL also, if you play in the winter, you have the Senior Bowl, you have the Combine, you have all these other NFL events where prospects might want to go, but also how can you possibly play two football seasons in one calendar year as far as the human body and the impact it has, because this sport is pretty brutal? How can you expect college athletes to play sometime in the winter or spring and then turn around and play in the following fall? Isn't that too much to ask for a football player?
Oh, absolutely. I'll try to stay in my marketing lane here, but as a sports fan, it's hard to disagree with the realities of the violent nature of the sport. That will hold true regardless of the season or the volumes of the season. But here's another hypothetical. If the NFL draft remains around the June timeframe, you know, do these athletes really want to be playing in the springtime and perhaps risking injury along those lines right ahead of the largest payday of their lifetime? A lot of implications here as it relates to the advertising and media dollars generated, whether it's spring, fall, winter, whatever the season is. The NCAA and the NFL, they're still going to generate revenue in terms of viewership and visibility in the advertising communities. That'll remain. If, in fact, the athletes do participate or want to participate, to be determined in 2020 for sure.
We are getting the insights of marketing and sponsorship in sports from an expert. He is Mark Reno. He's the CEO of Merit Mile, kind enough to join us here on Press Coverage. And Mark, I want to take it back to the sponsorship portion of this in two ways that I'd like you to address. One is the idea that what do you anticipate the spends to actually be? I know these contracts are done in advance, but adjustments I'm sure are always made, and I don't know how much force majeure comes into play or those clauses where you have to adjust to natural disasters and such. But in terms of the actual spending that companies that are impacted, like every other business, a lot of them, by the an economy that has been devastated by this, even though it doesn't always show up, or it doesn't show up in the stock market as in ways that we think it would, but certainly people out of work and not spending and not buying and all this. So that's one thing. Are the actual ad spends as much as they've ever been or going up or down? And then the second part of my question is attendance at these games being a big question mark, that there is in all likelihood, if there are no fans, then where there are fans, it would be significantly fewer than what stadiums normally hold. And this would apply, I presume, to the collegiate games as well as the NFL games. Sponsors, the last I checked, when they attach sponsorships to games, in-game sponsoring, want eyeballs to see that. And that's not going to be the case. How is that also affecting, based on what your conversations have been, their approaches? I'm glad you got back with us. Mark Reno is back, CEO of Merit Mile. But I just to if you didn't get the question, it was twofold about, A, the amount of money to be spent, if that's going to be impacted based on where things are with the economy, if you know anything about that from the sponsors. And then the second part is in-game sponsorships, the eyeballs that are needed to see signage in stadiums when there are either no fans or fewer fans, how that impacts the sponsorship approach.
Yeah, tough decisions being made across the board. Lawyers are going to be busy examining all these contracts. If you're a big brand, you've got committed dollars to one of these athletic divisions that has canceled their season, depending on how those contracts are written, we're going to be examining those to see if there are any exit clauses. Regardless of the specificity of those contracts, we all know, very well know, in the advertising community that there's going to be millions of dollars at stake here. That is going to be net revenue losses for these broadcasters and these athletic institutions. As it relates to local in-game marketing, owners, particularly in the NFL, are going to have to get very creative as it relates to coming up with and driving new revenue streams. And that's really where Merit Mile is providing our largest consult in how to come up with new business models to support lost gate revenue, lost parking revenue, lost vendor revenues on site on game day. So creative minds are going to win in this process, and it will be very interesting to see how many of these contracts actually get terminated as a result of the uniqueness of this moment in time that we're embracing.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for taking the time, and especially for coming back, because that really shed a lot of light on the situation. And again, best of luck to you and all your clients.